Happy June! This is Jan Brett with my June Hedgegram. Follow along with me every month and I will give you an overview of how my children's picture books are created. It doesn't matter if you are under contract creating a picture book of your own or have a similar creative project or, especially, a story for a school assignment. Many of the hurdles in problem solving are the same, as well as excitement for putting together the pieces that make up a work of art. I am retelling the Cinderella story with a cast of chickens. The book will be set in the palaces of St. Petersburg, Russia. I have many chickens myself, and I am fascinated by their luminous plumage and characterfulness. The personalities within the flock vary according to age, gender, and breed, and it's very easy to imagine them in human-like interactions. The romances, petty jealousies, and overreaching maternal instincts are just a few of the transparent behaviors the chickens exhibit that bring to mind human counterparts. The Cinderella story tells of a young girl who was shoved aside and treated meanly by her stepmother and the stepmother's daughters, but in the end she perseveres and makes a happy life for herself. In my backyard chicken barn, there is a pecking order too, but as a chicken's overseer, I try to arrange things so that no chicken gets bullied. Besides creating overdrawn personalities for my chicken characters, I'll be dressing them in outlandishly dramatic ball gowns. The guys will have on elegant and ornate jackets and breeches. I'll be going to St. Petersburg this month to study the traditional dress and decide where on the scale between colorful folk dress from the provinces and extravagant court dress my chickens will be dressed in. The festive ball where Cinderella meets the prince will be set in an ice palace, completely concocted of ice and snow, but in the architecture of northwestern Russia. The onion domes, wooden gingerbread trim, and fanciful woodwork will be studied and turned to ice in my illustrations. Every ball has music for dancing, and one of my goals is to go to a balalaika concert in St. Petersburg. I saw the movie Dr. Zhivago in my late teens, and I love the soundtrack as well as the sleighs pulled by three horses and the accompanying bells. Luckily, there are scenes in my Cinderella story where I can paint the balalaika musicians as well as a three-horse sleigh. I'm going to Russia specifically to get ideas for my book, but that doesn't mean that I'm not excited about going to Russia just for the experience of it. I wrote my version of the story a while ago, and I finished my book dummy last month. My dummies are rough draft books that are smaller than the final version, but they have 32 pages sewn together like a real book and are quite elaborate. After reviewing the dummy with my editor and art director, I changed the art around a bit. The best part is that I've written the text so I can lengthen it and shorten it to accommodate the scenes that I visualize. I have an idea to make a fold-out page showing the chicken ball with lots of varieties of chicken breeds dancing to a balalaika orchestra. It will probably take a month to draw, but it will create the atmosphere I'm hoping for. This week, I'll start my first page of finished art. I can't wait. I went to the art store and bought new brushes, and I have stacks of brand new and vintage books about Russian traditional dress and architecture. I'm ready to go. I hope you will think of a story to illustrate or write that pulls in a new frame of reference for you. It's exhilarating. Happy creating, your friend, Jan Brett.